Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, new restrictions announced by the Multi-Ministry Task Force included the prohibition of dining in restaurants until the 13th of June, with takeaways and deliveries allowed. To help businesses cope, the government will raise its wage support for food and beverage establishments to 50%, up from 10%. Under the Job Support Scheme, co-payment by the government will apply to the first $4,600 of gross monthly wages paid to local employees during the period for which dining is prohibited. To find out more and where businesses can go to seek guidance or clarification, we're joined now by Tay Yu Yen, legal advisor and management committee member at the Restaurant Association of Singapore. Yu Yen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure, Yu Yen. Now, we've seen a number of measures introduced by the government to help F&B businesses through the current new restrictions that are in place until the 13th of June. Can you give us an update and a summary of what's been announced?
Well, mainly it is the 50% rebate on local employee salaries. That's on the government front. On the private initiative front, we have actually at the Restaurant Association of Singapore jointly issued a letter with the Singapore Nightlife Business Association to some landlords and some food delivery platforms asking for help.
Right.
Very happy. Some of them have replied to support in a very supportive manner, and there are plans to help F&B businesses tide through this month financially.
So those that have been supportive, what kind of assistance can they provide?
It varies from platform to platform and landlord to landlord, so there isn't a fixed formula. But for example, offering free deliveries based on a certain minimum spend.
So you mentioned government initiatives, but also private initiatives as well. Where can business owners go to find out which schemes might be applicable to them?
Well, most of these schemes can be found online, but to seek further guidance or clarification, members of RAS or SMBA or any of the trade associations can approach the secretariat. And I believe there's a lot of information that can be shared.
And that said, though, Yu Yen, this is the second time that businesses or F&B outlets have had to close. I'm assuming they're better prepared this time around?
Well, I think that experience has it that businesses are more prepared because they know what to expect, mm-hmm. and also logistically and infrastructure-wise, the online delivery platforms and online delivery stores, e-menus, the entire virtual food takeout and delivery chain has been established, mm-hmm. and you know restaurants have been able to respond a lot more quickly this time than before because all the systems have already been set up. So I think to that extent, restaurants are more prepared. They also understand the cost and revenue model of no dine-in and takeout delivery only much better. So in that sense, I think restaurants are able to switch modes more quickly this time. Having said that, of course, restaurants in the last year have been looking towards the light at the end of the tunnel, and to then be tumbling backwards is something that nobody has any preparation for.
So what more can consumers do then to support their local F&B outlets?
I suppose what consumers can do really is to try to support their favorite F&B brands by ordering in, sending so-called care packages to friends. A lot of restaurants are doing small bento sets or other forms of care packages like takeaway sauces, those are the things that could really, really help restaurants push their revenue a little bit further. And I would say from a humanity perspective, to treat service staff with a lot of empathy. Of course, not just service staff, everybody else that's you know, part of the war effort. But yes, I think it really goes a long way to be polite and to shout out to them whenever you can.
Well, Yuyen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Tay Yuyen, legal advisor and management committee member for the Restaurant Association. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.